Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bravo.
You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports and Death.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
That's Stanley, switching that Blog Talk Radio, our session by Red Live from Management Guardians to FDNY against NYPD. And we got Jerry Cooney and Santana said next to it. Gretchen here live. Gretchen should be calling in. And in a minute, when the music stops, we will play. And we will also talk to Jerry Cooney here on the other side here. And as always, we open up with John Coltrane leading us in prayer. Without further ado, Mr. Coltrane, let's get to you. Go away just a minute. We don't want to be picked up in a crowd. Firemen against the cops. They're coming in all kinds of disguises. The battle now, FDNY leads 16-15, which won the draw. So, a win tonight, and by PD, FDNY, a firefighter will take a 17-15 lead, and if the police department can tie this thing up, they'll be all even across the board in wins and in draws. And without further ado, we say a prayer. As John Coltrane leads us in prayer. The music is really loud. Wow. Here we go. Okay. Man. Wow. The music is really something. I mean, you can hear it. Outstanding. We got Jerry Cooney in that show in Santana, so we're going to get more these guys on. We're going to talk to Dusty at the same time. Try to get that to old tune, but see how he's doing. You all right, baby? Do this, y'all. Let's do this. Glad the fighters go by. Have a great time talking to fighters as they come by here. Really nice to see that. Not said he's working a lot. FDNY against NYPD. The police department is coming last. They are 7 in series, 16-15. But now, John Coltrane leads us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, we thank you for the laws we take for granted. Thank you, Lord, for the food on the table. Jesus, and our feet, children, our back. But more importantly, dear Lord, that your way always be our way. We thank you, Lord, thank you for the laws we take for granted. We ask these blessings, all of the blessings, in the name of your darling Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to get over here and get between the listening to the principles. And when they get to the principles, we're going to slide in between Jerry Tooney and Mr. Santana and talk a little boxing with them. And we also have Dusty Jones live. It's the FDNY against NYPD live at Madison Garden. And tomorrow, it's the big one. Canelo Alvarez against Miguel Cotto. And the fight is really strange now because you have no title. Cotto gave the title up. Wouldn't pay the sanctions fees, wasn't going to pay to keep the belt. So you have the undisputed middleweight champion of the world not being up there for anybody. But it's still a fight that we want to see. Mexico, Puerto Rico, so often a big, big seller. I understand nobody else knows better than Duane and Muhammad Ali. But tomorrow, it's Geno Gomez against Alvaro Sanchez all over again at the many great Puerto Rican and Mexican fight. Dusty is finally here, and we are live in Madison Garden. And what we're going to do, we got Dusty, great action here, fire department against the police department, me and you, retired cop, you, fire superintendent. We're going to jump over here and get Jerry shooting them for a minute, but it's 16-15 fire department lead. If they win again tonight, they'll be up 17-15. Police department will tie this thing up 16-16 with one draw.
Well, you know, I don't know who the fight kind of getting better than the police department. But the fact is that these guys seem to always stay in condition. In condition and they probably are able to work out in the firehouse. But other than that, the cops are patrolling. We're not a firehouse, so in between fires, we are able to work out what we do. Most firehouses, they have gyms in the back. They have modernized the system because...
Yeah, that's amazing because when you were there, they didn't have this, did they?
No, there was no such thing as gyms in the back. They were all equipped, four-drawn firehouses, and they, when they modernized them, we had no space for anything. But little by little, the guys, because of the health necessity of keeping in shape and going up and down five buildings, four or five stories, they decided to build a gym.
After you left, that was okay.
I went to Stillman's gym and I was going to Greece's gym.
I just would love to have the opportunity you to display because the building is here, and then who knows, from the local standpoint of view, elevates you in status as well as promotion.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm just looking at that. Sports and Broadcast Radio, really, and Special Guard, whenever they're docking us, we ride with MSG, it's the FDNY, they get through it. Just one fight, just who do we have fighting in this first fight? Who do we have in this first fight?
Okay, I was the announcer of the kid in the red trunks with the fire guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And the kid in the blue trunks.
So, okay, Doc County Sports Net live at ringside here. Santana to my right, Jerry Cooney to my left. Jerry, we talked about this, how fighters are so understanding, so reachable, obviously service to others the room you play to the stage. And you guys, that's a credo for fighters, but you said, we struggle.
Right, we struggle, and that's why we so help each other out to get better because we do see the struggle. We know it's like, and we got to fight our way out.
Not just Red Garden,
greatest place in the world, bro. Greatest place in the world. Love to come here. This fight is just a perfect example that these guys are fighting their asses off and they want to win. They win the
ass off. Fighters giving back. So you guys, neighborhood supported you. You guys had to fight on your own, but you understand the struggle. You always are close to the natural people.
Yes, I thank God for my trainer because Sandy Fowler was my trainer and my
by me working with him, he developed me, and I learned a lot of good stuff from Sandy, you know, from spiritual principles like dedication and sacrifice and determination, and I'm so grateful for him. So like now I'm the same age and older now, and I'm trying to get back and be the guy that I always wanted to be and help somebody else.
That's a good part too. It's an important place for you to play. I'm surprised at how many fighters are not concerned about fighting Madison Square Garden. Floyd Mayweather Jr. has never fought in Madison Square Garden. Johnny Jones never fought, and Wayne only fought one time. This used to be the place to fight. It was special to you. Why is it not special anymore?
I really don't know the reason why. Maybe they're not promoting it, but the Madison Square Garden is one of the best places that you can fight, can you be in, you know? And I don't know why that's easy, you know?
Jerry, getting back to you, we were talking about how special Madison was. Why is it today that some fights, Mayweather never fought it, Mayweather fought it one time, Tanya, how come some of the great fighters never fought it, and why are fighters not cognizant of the prestige and glamour of Madison was got?
They don't know what they're missing over here. You can see the magic in this arena right here. In this small arena right here. There's some magic that goes on here. You can feel it in the air. Those guys never get a chance to experience that. Too bad on them. But the rest of us have, and we love it.
Jerry and Santa, what was the transitional difference in going from amateur to pro? What was the hurdle that you had to go through? What adjustments did you have to make?
Well, you slow down your pace a little bit. You got to think a little better, and you got to learn more. You can't just whip it and rip it. You got to really think it through, find the openings, and then make a plan.
Well, I had to make adjustments because an amateur is punching. I'll point the man, the person, the fighter. But as a pro, you got to pace yourself, and now you have to pace with your body, you know, and you pace yourself so you can go around.
I respect her so much, and he's just an incredible guy. And now I got kids under me that look up to me, and it's important that I show them just the right way. I show them good character. I show them how it's supposed to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be coming, and we used to be fighters, and that's why we know about the game.
You have a phone number?
Yes, I do. I got a phone with
you. Yeah, okay. And Jerry, too, in today's game, there's not a lot of trainers. I've seen a lot of trainers, and some of them are short. So you had a great one at Victor Valley.
I had a great trainer. He taught me the basics, and then he developed his stronger angles. A lot of those guys passed away, and we're getting a watered-down version of the fight game. And that's his cooking, because the wear and tear on these guys is everlasting, and we're seeing it more and more as we get older.
And you're talking about the game's going to come back, but people are always talking about what's wrong with heavyweight division. Jerry, what's wrong with heavyweight division?
Well, I think that a certain amount of race and robbed the game for so long that a lot of guys that would have been in the heavyweight division went to football, baseball, basketball. Now they're starting to come back because they're getting a fair shake. It's just going to take a couple of years before we start seeing them.
Wow, and I've seen things again. So, you know, the people that were wrong with heavyweight division were wrong with boxing. Jerry said, you know, the honesty has come back. You know, there were so many players who were much better. The game, the he's coming back.
He's coming back. Now you got Wilder. Now you got all that Paul Heyman, and you got TV is back. Fight TV, NBC is back, CBS. Very important. It's so important that they decided that the Olympics, they're going to have no headgear. The next Olympics, it's going to be no headgear. And the last decade or two, then the headgear, why is going to be no headgear? So the people, the fans, can be more interested in boxing, you know, and not, you know, so that's it.
Jerry, that's a big thing, too. I'm handling the public TV. That's huge. That's huge. But public TV allows the whole world to see boxing again.
Well, you know, the amateur sport here in America died out when boxing left national television. Al Heyman has brought it back, and the kids that never got a chance to see that back watching and getting interested again, and our amateur sport is going to grow and become great again.
You know, you said it because Dan Holyfield said on public TV he couldn't wait to fight on public TV.
And that's right, because people see you, you can become more recognized. And you because it's more recognizable on national
television. Visibility. Yes. Visibility is very important to be in his career, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you know, fellas, watching these guys fight, you know, we got the big fight coming up tomorrow. It's Alvarez and Cotto. So, an opinion.
I'm from Cotto. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from the West. I'm from the East Coast. And he's from the West Coast. He's Mexican, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm going to Cotto because I've always been a fan of his. I watch all his fights, and I think I really want him to win, you know, and he can win. And I hope he listens to me. And, he can win and stay away from the rope.
Got to box him.
Yeah, he got to box him, have to stay away from the rope, and give a faster pace. Canelo is a very slow fighter. He fights like the old days where they would pace themselves too long. And I think my man is going to hustle. Yeah, to hustle him. That's right.
Cotto Alvarez.
I think it's a great fight. Cotto's a great champion. Alvarez is strong. He messed up fighting Mayweather. He fought Mayweather's fight, tried to box him, and really good. I think he's learned a lot, and I think youth will prevail tomorrow night. I think I'm hoping that Cotto does well. I hope it's a split decision, and I don't care who wins. Of course, I'm from New York. I'd love to see Cotto win, but I think Alvarez is just youth will prevail.
You know, you talked too about Chris. I remember when they opened the Garden. What's the Cotto fight against Margarito? And you said, you know, too many guys are trying to fight Chris instead of boxing.
Well, too many guys. Klitschko's not letting him get in the fight. When he goes over to Europe, he holds on. Here in America, we're going to start the fight. The last fight we were in the Garden, they got inside, and they banged him. That's just got to be done. This will be the good stuff.
Well, now, when we talk about Cotto and Alvarez, well, next month, we got two homegrown boys that we got to deal with. We got Joe Jacob, the feel good story, the Panther guy, and we got Jim Crawford, who's the first of the champion. Jenny Joseph, Jim Crawford, who will go out?
Well, I'm going to be at the fight, and it's going to be a competitive fight, a nice Brooklyn fight. And I'm from Brooklyn. But I'm going with Jacob. Jacob is more skilled fighter, and he's very hard, but I think that Jacob is going to use his skills and
And, you know, we're talking about Cotto and Alvarez, but right here, homegrown guys, Kim Chocolate, Quinlan, against Danny Jacobs, a feel-good story of everything, the cancer survivor. Who do you like, Danny Jacobs against Kim Chocolate?
Well, from both those guys, I think realistically right now it's a pick-em fight. I know, obviously, Peter Quinlan is a tremendous puncher.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Jacobs can box and move. I think that, you know, unfortunately, I think the team has had knocked a lot of strength out of him. He's come back. I don't know if he's at full steam yet. And like I said, right now, it's a 50-50 fight, and I love it for Brooklyn and for the world.
Everybody's afraid of Triple G, I heard. It ain't too bad. Is Triple G that good?
Gene is a tremendous puncher. I wasn't sold on him when he from you. I couldn't see him one of the most sensational fashion. He's a champ. Come on, let's see what you got. Open up. Get to the next level. Pick it up. take the guy out today. I didn't see it that night. But that being said, nobody's fighting him right now. Nobody.
What's the possibility of the winner of tomorrow, Cotto Alvarez? Could either one of them give him the fight you're looking for?
I think that obviously that the better guy to fight Triple G after those two guys tomorrow night will be Alvarez. I think. But we're going to have to see what happens tomorrow night. Maybe Cotto will catch him with some great enough to take him out of there. You don't know.
Another name we can drop in, what about Andre Ward?
They were moving up to
170. Wow. What's the best contract in it? And
then
what's the best contract in the contract? We did that. I know you were going to fight Bobolov. And what are you talking to? Everybody talking about Triple G.
I know the jab that he threw. He was so fast. And then he was saying, no match with it. And I think he's going to be a great, he's going to be the next great fighter. Yeah, I think that, you know, he'll be happy in the next group where I may fight.
Warfager said it took 2 years after he assignment for not being well placed anymore. So congratulations, you're right. He said it's been 2 years to be fair well placed in the national public.
That's right. And it took 2 years for his school to get a mother and he goes in the office.
Yeah. I know you're pretty much thank you so much, man. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
Everybody talks about the magnitude of the price. Kid Chocolate hits like a mule. I was supposed to speak to Abel Sanchez.
Yeah, I want you to make it up, yeah.
Abel Sanchez, Triple G's trainer, and I asked him, who would you rather fight and not fight between Danny and Chief Chopper? I said, you know, he told me quite frankly, I thought he was kidding, that I would be more worried about Chief Chopper than Danny Jacobs. Because Chief Chopper is taller, and he hits harder. Danny Jacobs is a box, but I'm not worried about Danny Jacobs. I'd be more concerned about Chief Chopper.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to get Larry Chavez on here. Thank you, Mr. Right? I just said hi to my man Larry Torres. We want to thank Larry and everybody at the Garden for always putting this show together and always thank him, but not here, but everything else. But we appreciate Larry. Larry's one of the top people around. Great job. LT, the best there can be, Larry Torres. Watching that ball, stop ready on the Custom Garden. Larry, Custom, good card tonight. We're going to cut this show early. But you got your pitch. Custom, the confession with Jeremy Koyans in Canada that the best opponent for Triple G would be Alvarez, the younger, stronger guy. Your thoughts on that?
Well, why? Because they don't give Miguel Cotto a shot. They still keep saying that Canelo's a walkover. They still keep saying that Canelo's a walkover over Cotto. You know, and you know, skills pay the bills. And Cotto knows how to box this guy. You know, I see Canelo prepared, but he's under Mexican pressure to win. He cannot afford to lose. They're saying that Canelo has to win. The Mexican. I mean, hey. There's nothing you can do about that. I mean, they keep questioning him. They say he has to win for Mexico. I mean, he's not running for the president of Mexico. He's fighting for his life.
He's saying something, and when Duran fought, wait a minute. Lassman said, you know what? Let us understand. Duran's fighting for all of Panama. You know, the pressure, but yet, the extra push about being Panama, and how good was that fight being in Montreal, Jennifer Land, as opposed to the United States? Was that more than Durant's favor?
Well, I don't know whether it was an advantage for Durant. I don't think it was an advantage for anybody, either Ray or Durant. The advantage was that the person was mentally better prepared and put in his skills and put in all of the training that he went to. Other than that, you know, there was no advantage geographically. But you have to understand that every fighter before the bell rings is equal to the other fighter. Then we'll see after the first round how one adjusts the other and one brings his skills above the other, and those skills will decide the victory or failure. But it's not so much that you're fighting the guy's hometown or with a favorable crowd. It's just that the fighter goes in there and he fights. He'll put together everything that he learned in training camp. And that's exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, Saturday, with Canelo and Cotto. Cotto is a strong man, but Canelo's stronger, but strength doesn't mean anything if you cannot utilize. But strength doesn't mean anything. And you got to understand that strength, geography, did not really give a person an edge. It's what the person has in his mind.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world. in despair? Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life. Life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.